virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed in month. 4 price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Amazon's Black Friday week deals are coming. So you can save up to 40% on all sorts of things. From electronics and home to toys, beauty and so much more. Woo indeed. Shop Amazon's Black Friday week deals. Starts Thursday. With deals that make you go, woo.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The US has closed its embassy in Kiev after receiving what it calls specific information about a potential significant air attack today. It comes as Ukraine started firing American-made long-range missiles and was given the go-ahead to use anti-personnel landmines. Speaking yesterday on what marked the 1,000th day of the conflict, the Prime Minister Keir Starmer reiterated calls for Russia to end the war and get out of Ukraine.
There's irresponsible rhetoric coming from Russia, and that is not going to deter our support for Ukraine. We have stood with Ukraine from the start, and we need to ensure that Ukraine has what is needed for as long as is needed to win this war.
It's claimed children as young as 11 are carrying knives because they don't feel safe where they live. That's according to a joint report published by a number of organisations, including Ofsted and the Probation Service. John Yates is from the Youth Endowment Fund, which is a charity which helps children stay away from crime. They help with the report too.
We found that two-thirds of all teenage children are afraid. And that fear is pretty real for a lot of them. So half of all our teenage children say that they've changed the way they live in the last year.
A private funeral service for Liam Payne's expected to take place later. It's thought the One Direction star's bandmates and Simon Cowell will be there following the 31-year-old's death last month. Donald Trump's joined Elon Musk in Texas to watch the latest SpaceX flight blast off. The rocket system's been designed with the goal of landing astronauts on the moon and getting crews to Mars. But the sixth test flight didn't quite go to plan, with the reusable booster splashing down somewhere in the sea. Wales are celebrating a return to the top tier of the Nations League. Craig Bellamy's side came from a goal down to beat Iceland 4-1 in Cardiff last night. And people from Ireland and Scotland are among the best at spotting when people are mimicking their accents. That's according to a study by Cambridge Uni, who reckon Londoners are by far the worst at picking up fake accents. A dry and bright day for most of us, with wintry showers continuing in northern Scotland, highs of 8 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
I think we need a comment from Dick Van Dyke on that accent story. Oh, blimey, Mary Poppins. Anyway, morning. A quotation for the day. Mathematician Benoit Mandelbrot, born this day in 1924. There is a saying that every nice piece of work needs the right person in the right place at the right time.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
Well, a bit early in the proceedings for a mad organist, but he got in there, Andrew Lumsden, playing Henry Purcell's trumpet tune on the organ, because he can. Grand. 7 minutes past seven, and we find ourselves on Wednesday, the 20th of November. And you're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast. Charles with you, live and direct from a very chilly Magic Classical East Midlands. Seriously, watch yourself for ice this morning. Certainly round these parts, there was that terrible combination round about tea time yesterday, a very slight thaw. So lots of moisture on the ground and then a sharp freeze, with the result that I nearly ceased to be vertical in a spectacular fashion. Nearly got me. Yes, very slippery. Be wary if you're venturing out on foot or on tyres or whatever. William of the Trossachs reports an early winter snap. It barely rose above freezing in the last 48 hours. The external temperature gauge touched something close to -6 in the wee small hours today. Then thought better of it and settled for just the balmy 1 below. As the late great Granny Trossachs would exclaim in similar circumstances, "Och der Machti!" Such an expressive blurting, and a fine village in Fife. Wanted thermal accoutrements, hot chocolate, and a rail service. Yes, that would all be good. Oh, when you report the gritters are out, and the truck dubbed Spray Charles is on duty, along with Spready Mercury and Skate Bush. You may take it as a compliment or an instruction. Yes, thank you. We'll wander on through, shall we? Huddled together for shared warmth. Question of the day, Mark 1, coming along as we get closer to 7:30. It's Friend, Mark 2, around about 8:30. Screen Time after 9. And right now, Benjamin Britten. And the main theme from The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. London Symphony Orchestra with Simon Rattle presiding, The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Quick look at the papers this morning. What's occurring? The Eye reports the government's controversial decision to cut winter fuel payments will push up to 100,000 pensioners into relative poverty between now and 2030. That's according to official analysis, though the Work and Pensions Secretary told Parliament those figures don't take into account the rise in the state pension under the triple lock, which is due next April, or efforts to encourage more people to take up pension credits. Putin raises the nuclear stakes, reports The Times. After Ukraine launched American-supplied missiles at targets inside Russia, the Kremlin lowered its threshold for using nuclear weapons. And from Armageddon to Farmageddon, also on the front page, how farmers brought Whitehall to a standstill with their protest about changes to inheritance tax. Putin's nuke threat is how the Mirror headline summarises Russian warnings of retribution. The Mail puts it as Putin clears the way for a nuclear strike. Changes to the Russian doctrine allow for a nuclear response to a conventional weapons attack on its territory. The Guardian says fears are growing over Russia's campaign of hybrid warfare against the West. The US State Department warns there could be more sabotage and assassinations, and Russia may step up its support for adversaries in the Middle East and beyond. In the Telegraph on the matter of farmers and inheritance tax, Sir Keir Starmer claims analysis by the BBC backs his position that the vast majority of farmers won't be affected. Some Labour MPs have now raised concerns about the plans and urged the government to consider changes to protect family farms. The Express reports Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch warning that Labour's tax on farmers will destroy the industry for future generations. The Sun hears from the wife of ousted TV host Germaine Genus. It's been tough, she says, after he was fired over inappropriate text messages. And the Daily Star claims the current cold spell has turned us into ice cube zombies. Has it? Well, I haven't noticed this, but I'll keep an eye out for it, certainly. Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, Yo-Yo Ma and his cello, the second movement of Beethoven's third cello sonata. Thank you. Beethoven's Third Cello Sonata, Yo-Yo Ma, cello accompanied by Emmanuel Ax, piano. I can't remember how we got into it yesterday, but there was the subject of night watchmen, and how you don't really get night watchmen nowadays the way you used to in times gone by. And David of Newbury, morning David, says that your mention of night watchmen yesterday reminded me of an event of some years ago. A work trip saw me boarding a commercial vessel in Greenwich and then heading up the northeast coast to Great Yarmouth, where I got a taxi back to my car, which I had left in a compound at the docks. It was a dark, foggy Saturday winter's night, and by the time I was deposited at the now deserted location, the gates were locked. I phoned my contact. Fortunately, I was informed there was a night watchman on site who would come and let me in to rescue my vehicle. After a short wait, a figure with a white beard, wearing a sou'wester, appeared through the mist, and without a word took out a large bunch of keys and opened up. Apparently his name was Drake. To this day, I sometimes wonder, did it really happen? Or was it just my imagination? Yes, I know. These mysteries you've just reminded me of. Also, quite some years ago, I was driving a bus which broke down on a deserted roundabout in the middle of Cornwall. And we had to wait for recovery to turn up. And so it came to pass there was an evening mist had descended. So it was all very mysterious, mist rolling in off the moors and so on. And there we were in this stranded bus. It was me, two police officers, a couple of highways agency guys who'd come to help, and we're just waiting for the recovery. We're just, you know, passing the time of night, as you do. When a man appeared wearing a string vest and asked some strange questions and then left. And as he left, we realised that none of us had seen him arrive, none of us had seen where he came from or where he went to. Was he a ghost? On the way soon, question of the day, Mark 1. That is no apparition. It will be here after music from Finding Neverland, coming up next.
Now that it gets dark a little earlier, let Magic Classical light the way.
Our More Music afternoon is full of your favourite classical music to brighten any afternoon.
And with Mindful Music from 7... you can enjoy soothing favourites and relaxing classics.
So go on, enjoy that warm glow with afternoons into evenings here on Magic Classical, where you'll always hear the magic of classical music.
From the provider awarded Best Broadband Experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Full price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
At Morrison's, it's our biggest Black Friday ever. There's massive deals across must-have electronics, toys and kitchen essentials. Plus, trending beauty and hair care products. Our Black Friday deals are in-store and online now. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone.
Morrison's, to shop at Morrison's.
Selected stores online varies, subject to availability. Excludes Morrison's Daily.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts with new built-in protections. Accounts are private by default, helping to protect teenagers from unwanted contact. Content and comments are automatically filtered to help ensure what they see is age-appropriate. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram Teen Accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
It starts in November. Christmas catch-up? Let's do diaries. Oh, that clashes with my work due. That's the day of the nativity. We're booked to see Santa. We're out picking a tree. There's in-laws to visit, pantomimes to see. I've got to write 1,000 Christmas cards. Until somehow, we're here. Four friends having our Costa Christmas catch-up. We should do this more often.
Get together this Christmas around the festive Nutcracker range at Costa. Costa Coffee.
Wrapping paper? Check. Tape? Check. The Big Tasty? Big check. After all that Christmas shopping, why not treat yourselves to the Big Tasty from McDonald's? With or without bacon? Go on. You deserve it. Available until the 5th of Jan. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
Knowing you've just re-entered your curly era... your partner has got you this Dyson Airwrap. You'll cheat on your hairstylist after realising how easy Hollywood waves actually are. Your partner, being him, knows nothing about hair, of course, except that it's 86% of your personality. Give knowingly. John Lewis.
Rayo is the way to listen to Magic Classical. Download Rayo to your phone now.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love said to me, rip up the charades, forget about the telly, let's play scratch cards. Coins out to scratching, everybody laughing, better not be cheating, and the chance to win a pound or three.
Add some play to Christmas with scratch cards from the National Lottery. Please gift responsibly. Rules and procedures apply. Players and gifters must be 18 or over.
And a chance to win a pound or three.
The M53 is closed northbound. That's 10 to 7 for Overpool. That's heading towards Birkenhead, where there are overnight roadworks which have gone over. More snow for parts of Shropshire. The A41 paved lane impassable at the Newport roundabout. There are queues near Birmingham on the M6, but made so much worse because of a closure north. This is lifted now towards Wolverhampton. Queues Gloucestershire, the M5 south, where there's been an accident after 11A. Two lanes are closed and Essex a hold. M11 on the London bound. That's just after Harlow at 7. More on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Music by Jan A.P. Kaczmarek for Finding Neverland. That's the impossible opening. It's bang on 7:30, so if you've got something to do at 7:30, well, you better get on with it. But anyway, let's just check the headlines and then we'll have question of the day, Mark. One, the rate at which prices rise has gone up and by more than experts had been predicting. Inflation increased to 2.3% last month, up from 1.7% in September. It's largely because energy bills went up. The US has closed its embassy in Kiev after receiving what it calls specific information about a potential significant air attack today. It comes as Ukraine started firing American-made long-range missiles and was given the go-ahead to use anti-personnel landmines. And a report claims children as young as 11 are carrying knives because they don't feel safe where they live. The study also found two-thirds of 13 to 17-year-olds are worried about becoming victims of violence. Weather, it's cold, distinctly cold in these parts. North of Scotland has more snow showers to come today. Elsewhere, a mainly bright day, but a few showers in the mix too for the east and southwest of England and for Northern Ireland. Now then, question of the day, Mark 1, and Mark 1 today kindly contributed by Magic Classical listener Peter Boriston. Morning, Peter. Who asks the following? Many years ago, in certain scenarios, the letter O was positioned at the end of the alphabet alongside zero. Later, when the apparatus had completely changed its appearance, yet still performed the same basic function, O regained its rightful place. What are we talking about? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. Question again. Many years ago, in certain scenarios, the letter O was positioned at the end of the alphabet alongside zero. Later, when the apparatus had completely changed its appearance, yet still performed the same basic function, O regained its rightful place. What are we talking about? About what are we talking? All suggestions welcome, no answer too daft, all prizes imaginary. We'll see this side of 8 o'clock. While we ponder, here's a pair of sisters from Belgium, the Hallink sisters, Marie Hallink, who plays cello, and Sophie Hallink, who plays harp. And this from a work called Romance sans paroles, basically songs without words. This is Confidence. Thank you. It's an all-rounder for Belgium, really. Belgian composer Alphonse Hasselmans wrote that. And it was played by the Belgian sisters Marie and Sophie Hellink. Always room for a harp, as far as I'm concerned, in the early morning. The composer, incidentally, was a harpist as well, so knew how to score for harp. Question of the day, Mark 1 today, from Magic Classical listener Peter Burriston. And don't forget, if you ever feel like contributing a question of the day, don't feel shy, you know where I am. But Peter asks the following. Many years ago, in certain scenarios, the letter O was positioned at the end of the alphabet alongside zero. Later, when the apparatus had completely changed its appearance, yet still performed the same basic function, O regained its rightful place. What are we on about? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. This is from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, the Russian Dance. A vigorous moment or two with Tchaikovsky, the Russian dance from the Nutcracker. Can I interest you in some Bach and some Elgar this side of 8 o'clock? I hope the answer to that is yes, and we'll sort out question of the day Mark 1 as well. It's all action-packed, I tell you. Bach in a moment or two.
I need the
kitchen,
the office,
the lounge,
the living room for a meeting,
for my spin class,
for live stream,
for my game.
I need it to watch the 40...
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys!
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up! Let's go, team!
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
TUI presents The Relaxing Escape. Wake up without an alarm. First dip in your swim-up suite. Followed by a massage at the spa. Dreamy. A stroll along a white sand beach is next. Batteries recharged. With seafront hotels and a la carte dining, your next relaxing escape sorted. Book online, in-store, or on the TUI app. TUI. Live happy. Atoll protected. T's and C's apply. Selected hotels only. See websites for details.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband. Totally free. From the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. For price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Save on everything in the Oak Furniture Land Black Friday sale and discover style that's made to last across our living, sleeping and dining ranges. Order now and enjoy your dream furniture sooner with hundreds of products still available in time for Christmas. Plus, enjoy 3 years interest-free credit from $499 with no deposit. The Oak Furniture Land Black Friday sale, now on. Sale ends December 1st. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
Toy car to Danny from me. Fluffy slippers to Emma from me. The Cheesy McCrispy to me from me. Treat yourself to the new Cheesy McCrispy from McDonald's with the delicious cheese sauce, cheese slices and crispy onions. Go on, you've earned it. Available until the 5th of Jan. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Here at Magic, we're already getting our place ready for the big day. And all this week on the 4 till 7 show, you can do the same thanks to Asda. They're the gnome of Christmas with their army of Christmas gnomes working hard to bring you and your family the best Christmas. So if you've got someone who deserves a magic start to the festive season, tell us at magic.co.uk. And you can both have Christmas sorted with £500 going straight into your Asda Rewards cash pot each. With Asda's incredible range of food, clothing, gifts, tech and, of course, iconic gnomes like Nibbles here.
Gnomissimo!
Yeah, I like his vibe. He's cooler than the other guy I usually share a studio with.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
Maud Nove has barely wrestled the airwaves to the ground and stood victoriously in his red onesie on the top when I come and sit on them from 10. Mm-hmm. That's me, Penny Smith. Loads of lovely music ready to waft warmly past your earballs and a quiz just for fun. Oh, and a listener in residence sharing their favourite tunes. I'm standing by. Join in live or anytime on Rayo.
From the Enigma Variations of Edward Elgar, Bergen Philharmonic, conducted by Andrew Lytton. Takes you on such a magnificent journey, that, doesn't it? Coming on for 10 to 8, and let us resolve the matter of question of the day, Mark 1, kindly contributed today by Magic Classical listener Peter Burriston. And as I said, if you're interested in going where Peter has trod and contributing a question for the future, don't hold back. Bung the details to me. Today's, many years ago, in certain scenarios, the letter O was positioned at the end of the alphabet alongside zero. Later, when the apparatus had completely changed its appearance, yet still performed the same basic function, O regained its rightful place. What are we talking about? That's the question. Helen says, I know I'm wrong. Always a good way to start the email, yes. I know I'm wrong, but the words slide rule popped into my head. I then went to look at a photo of a slide rule and thought, how on earth did I ever understand that? Well, did you ever understand it? Because, I too am of a vintage that they gave us slide rules at school. I'd not the first clue what to do with it, apart from slide one bit of it up and down. It's all very amusing, but it didn't get me anywhere. Elsewhere, Philip and Christine in a chilly Stratford-upon-Avon say, we think this may refer to the position of the letters on a dial telephone. It's a guess, but it fits the description. Christine can remember her grandmother's telephone number as ERD2904, where you had to dial the numbers adjacent to the letters when making a call to Erdington in Birmingham. A good point, yes, telephone exchanges were sometimes known by letters, three-letter groups, weren't they? We were in the west end of Glasgow, and our phone began WES. Dapper Dave, in a very chilly North Bedfordshire, says, we think it's the typewriter, earlier versions not having a number zero. Didn't they? Thinking about the man in the string vest, this could have been the enigmatic figure of the man from the ministry using the finger-in-the-air approach to assess for cold weather payments. Ah, yes, the man in the string vest, yes. Any advance? I don't think anybody's got any closer, actually, to it. But I'll tell you who's bang on the truth is Philip and Christine with the telephone. Yeah, it's the dial telephone. And the O went along with the zero right at the furthest extreme of the dial. Whereas on modern phones, the O lives alongside its friends M and N and the number six. There we have it. Question of the day, Mark 2, will be along in about half an hour. Now, this is the work of Ilanish Kerry from Space Station Earth. This is Stars. the Stars with Elan Eshkeri from his Space Station Earth project. News update for 8 o'clock on the way. If you're with us on Premium between now and then, Shani DeLuca is going to play you a piano prelude. Other side of the news, it'll all be turning boisterous with Leonard Bernstein on The Town.
Here's your VIP invite to the UK's most spectacular Christmas party. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is back on Thursday the 12th of December, and you need to be part of it. It really couldn't be easier. Sign up, get your jumper out, and donate to create lasting change for children. On Thursday the 12th of December, make the world better with your Christmas sweater. Sign up now at christmasjumperday.org.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded Best Broadband Experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Angelica Bell.
I am a huge fan of Christmas and I love hosting for friends and family. The night before, I prep all the food and then I'm up early on Christmas Day. But it's all totally worth it and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Find all the festive food and expert advice you need to be a top host on Market Street at Morrisons. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
It starts in November. Christmas catch-up. Let's do diaries. Oh, that clashes with my work due. That's the day of the nativity. We're booked to see Santa. We're out picking a tree. There's in-laws to visit, pantomimes to see. I've got to write 1,000 Christmas cards. Until somehow, we're here. Four friends having our Costa Christmas catch-up. We should do this more often.
Get together this Christmas around the festive Nutcracker range at Costa. Costa Coffee.
Save on everything in the Oak Furniture Land Black Friday sale and discover style that's made to last across our living, sleeping and dining ranges. Order now and enjoy your dream furniture sooner with hundreds of products still available in time for Christmas. Plus, enjoy 3 years interest-free credit from $499 with no deposit. The Oak Furniture Land Black Friday sale, now on. Sale ends December 1st. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
This Black Friday, get sorted for the festive season with EE Broadband. You'll pay nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it's ultra-fast, full fiber, so you'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
So, I can stream festive tunes
while I game with my mates.
And I binge Christmas films.
Yes, yes, and yes. And it's powered by BT. So switch today. It's easier than ever before. Available until the 12th of December.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply.
Make morning simples with 25% of coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product to compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh, in the coffee
and a cinnamon swirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only, one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries, exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
This morning. The rate at which prices are rising hit 2.3% last month. That's slightly more than experts had been predicting. It does mean inflation is back above the Bank of England's 2% target, reducing the chances of another base rate cut in December. The US is temporarily closing its embassy in Kiev after receiving what it's described as specific information of a potential significant air attack. The Ukrainian military says missile defence systems were used overnight to defend the city. Military analyst Sean Bell says it's not surprising.
The Ukrainians have a very good air defence system around Kyiv. It's not completely watertight, but I suspect this is more out of prudence that the Americans have decided to look after their folks within the embassy overnight.
It comes just days after the Biden administration lifted restrictions on its long-range missiles for Ukraine to fire into Russia. A report claims children as young as 11 are carrying knives because they don't feel safe where they live. The study also found two-thirds of 13 to 17-year-olds are worried about becoming victims of violence. John Yates is from a charity which helps children stay away from crime. He says many youngsters have changed the way they live in the last year as a result.
Those are things like being unable to sleep at night, missing school because they're worried about violence on the way to school, changing the route that they walk. I think we often see violence as